Rear window, that trombone shot, though.
It's Flicks and That with Steve Newell.
Steve, how's
sounding,
it going?
Sounding very official.
Oh, yeah. I just thought we should date it in case we ever need to look back on this moment and remember when and where it was.
Not for the lawyers, then?
No. It's not a trap, right. Steve.
Cool.
It's not a trap. Just continue as normal. Are you still, like, buzzing on June?
Now that you mention it, yes.
I love that feeling when you see a film that good. Do you know the last time I actually had that moment where I walked out of the movies and I was like, oh my God, this was just so amazing? It was Blade Runner 2049. I was just like, man, fuck, so good. And it's good to know the same director has offered up Dune for everybody.
Yeah, man. You know, and if you are one of those people out there that's already seen it through means, just go see it again.
Mm. Yeah.
Go see it on a big screen.
Mm-hmm.
It's nice to have the movies back. I've seen a couple of things that weren't hugely remarkable or necessarily even worth talking about, but it's just been nice to get back into that routine of movie going again. But what I was going to talk to you about today was just something you can watch at home. So
okay.
This one's super
What's
easy.
That? What is it?
This is the new and final season of Amazon Prime Video's sci-fi series, The Expanse.
Mm-hmm.
If you're looking for a new show and you like spaceships and more spaceships and the future, then this could be the show for you.
I love sci-fi. My partner hates it. So it's kind of a bit of a wrestle to get shows like this across the line. If it's good qual, I might be able to rope her in. But
it is good qual. Like, it's not, there's no, you know, there's not like an overload of bad rubber aliens or walking robots talking in robot voices. This is, you know, pretty serious, fairly nerdy sci-fi.
Mm. Holy shit, there's 5 seasons.
Yeah, well, this is so this has been running for a while now. This is also going to make it a tough sell. Just don't tell anyone that there's this many episodes, I think, is probably the way to go.
Yeah.
When it kicked off, the first few seasons were on the Sci-Fi Network. The show got axed. Fans were bereft because it kind of got left on a fairly major cliffhanger. And then Amazon picked it up for a few more seasons. The first couple of seasons had quite a kind of a detective film noir mystery to it.
How does that work in outer space?
Exactly. Well, unfortunately, I found it a bit rank, to be honest, because there's a detective character who's kind of like your classic hardboiled noir detective, complete with a Trilby hat, but it's in space and he's in space station. Anyway, that was a bit disappointing. But what kind of sucked me in was that the world building of the show is fantastic. It takes place a few hundred years in the future, and humanity's colonized the solar system. There's a few sort of distinct power blocks in the system. There's Earth and the Moon, the United Nations.
Mm-hmm.
There's Mars, who has sort of ended up being quite a quite a militaristic society because of previous conflict with Earth. They're so reliant on Earth for survival that there's been quite an adversarial relationship. And then kind of at the bottom of the pecking order are the people who have gone out for generations to mine the asteroid belts, known as belters. They're probably the ones that, if you're not into sci-fi, you might be a bit raise an eyebrow at, because they all kind of have a funny accent and strange tattoos and stuff. But look, it's the future, guys.
Mm.
Just get amongst it.
Mm.
So the world building's great. The kind of political dimensions are awesome, and the show's fantastic at showing space battles. If you're in the buzzy sci-fi business, then some of the stuff's really good. It's not the most expensive show ever made, it looks like, but sort of fittingly, they don't overstretch, and you never really see it kind of straining on screen to look at least decent enough to kind of buy into it. So that's quite a relief. And then what kind of livens it up a few seasons in is, well, the detective story kind of falls away a little bit. That character played by Thomas Jane does become more endearing, and the hat kind of becomes a bit of a gag. But what really
I feel like you're pointing towards jumping in at a certain season.
Nah, because it'll make absolutely no sense. So okay. You just have to give it a hone and kind of know that, oh, I hate this. I hate people who say this. Stick with it. It gets better. who's got the time to invest in something that's shoddy and not good enough?
I feel like I'm about to do that with Succession because I tapped out of Succession, but everyone's just going, man, it's the greatest show ever. So I feel like I need to double back and start watching that again.
I mean, hopefully that just gives you the motivation to see it through fresh eyes.
Okay, a couple of texts, Steve. Someone's saying, my partner is right. Sci-fi is shit. And then someone is saying, The Expanse is the thinking person's crumpet of sci-fi. And someone's also said, what's the name of the sci-fi show? So,
Thinking person's crumpet. You could Google that as well and see what comes up. Safe search off. One of the things that really livened it up for me was the arrival of New Zealand actor Frankie Stevens a couple of seasons in. She used to be on Shortland Street. She plays a kick-ass Martian Marine called Bobby Draper, and the show doesn't really deal in nationalities. Like, the kind of nationality of the character would be the planet that they're from rather than, you know, their kind of actual genetic background. But she is 100% Kiwi on screen, and it's awesome to see a Kiwi accent. Hear a Kiwi accent while there's a whole bunch of ass-kicking.
Not too offensive.
Well, in season six, which has just gotten underway, some of my favourite... She does a really good fuck... Mm-hmm. And my favourite line so far this season, this might be a... Depends what you think a spoiler is. If you think a line of dialogue's a spoiler, then just cover your ears for a second. What really chaps my ass is... And I thought hearing a New Zealand accent say that in space is pretty choice.
Like, oh, wait, is this Country Calendar or is this...
Yeah, basically. Yeah. So there's six new episodes on the way. The first one's up now. Having had an advanced look at them, I'm a bit disappointed the way this show's wrapped up. I think that maybe...
It gets good and then it wraps up.
It's only disappointing because the show's so good. Like, six episodes, I've been left feeling that wasn't enough. So I don't think fans need any encouragement. But, yeah, if this is not a show that's been on your radar and you like spaceships and things blowing up and action and really good character development is woven in there too. Not that it's going to be good enough if you don't like the things I've just tried to sell the show on.
Okay.
The Expanse. I'm intrigued. Prime Video. Just don't let on that it's six seasons long if you're trying to convince someone to watch it with you. I actually think it will be a bit of a tough sell. Like, I have my success rate in recommending the show is about 50-50. And I think, yeah, you do have to be nerd aligned, I think, to really get into this one.
Okay. Anything else, Steve?
That's kind of me for today.
All right.
Just starting to reflect on the year that's been. Mm-hmm. So,
are there going to be plenty of best of lists coming out on flicks.co.nz?
Yeah, I just started scribbling one together today with my thoughts, and I realised that I need it to break that in half, really, which is a good indicator. There's been some really cool stuff this year. We'll be publishing a list of movies and list of TV next week, as assisted by our fantastic team of contributors.
Awesome, Steve.
So we'll make it a nice democratic process and launch that out into the world next week.
Cool. All right, mate.
Catch you soon.
Bye.
Real auteurs use star wipes.
That was Flicks and That on 95BFM.